joined with another guest who hasn't appeared on our channel before, and that's Fundiwe from the Port of Beira. What's happening?
We've been growing consistently and steadily since 1998 when we became the port operator, and excited to have our concession extended by 15 years last year in 2023.
Yes.
So more investments, capacity expansion. Port of Beira is connected by two lines. One is the Mashipanda line. Mashipanda line runs up to, or at least on the Mozambican side, runs up to the Mashipanda border, which is with Zimbabwe. That's approximately plus minus 300 kilometers of railway up to the border.
And that's finished rehabilitation?
The rehabilitation is finished, officially inaugurated in November, if I'm not mistaken, of 2023. And so far, so good. There's the center line, which goes up to Malawi. However, at the moment, there's 50 kilometers on the Malawian side that is currently being worked on to have connectivity all the way up to Blantyre.
Oh, that's fantastic. So that 50 kilometers, have they already started on it?
On the Malawian side, I'm not too sure to what extent they've gone to, but I know that I think there is some activity.
From a port side, what kind of investment have you made? What are the tonnages or volumes that you're currently dealing with?
Last year was a record year on our on both of our terminals, our container and general cargo terminal. So we did over 320,000 TEUs on our container terminal versus slightly less than 280,000 in the previous year. So the growth was over 25%. On our general cargo terminal, we did more than 3.5 million tons. So that was also a record on the general cargo terminal. So volumes are growing. We look forward to steady, continued growth.
Okay, and then are you expanding any of your services around that?
Yes, we are already. We've started with expansion of both the terminals in terms of extending storage space on the general cargo paved storage. This is to accommodate new commodities like lithium and pretty much anything else that can make use of paved storage. On the container terminal, we're expanding as well. Last year, we had some of our team go to China to start having a look at new gantries. We expect a tender to go out this year for additional two gantries for our container terminal. There's still some technical assessments being done as we look to get the biggest possible gantries that the current infrastructure can hold. This is also important because we're getting bigger vessels, wider vessels. So on the container terminal, we have a 12-meter draft. On the general cargo, we have a 10-meter draft.
Yeah. So, yeah, you can accommodate slightly bigger ships.
Why I'm saying we're getting bigger vessels is we've grown from a tidal port. I mean, not a tidal port, but a feeder port, where we'd have little feeder vessels that will then go to Durban or to Dar es Salaam or Maputo to onto larger vessels, to now a port with several direct calls.
Okay.
We've now gone from a port that had only a few shipping lines to seven shipping lines. Already we are seeing a positive impact, making rates more competitive to Beira, and naturally throughput then goes up because there's more equipment and more options for our clients.
What are the other railway projects that you would benefit significantly from?
Well, one that would be a game changer would be Kafue Lion's Den, which the governments of Zambia and Zimbabwe have been discussing. I believe it's at pre-feasibility, if I'm not mistaken. So that would be a game changer because currently rail connectivity for Zambia and the DRC has to go all the way from Livingston down to Bulawayo, up again to Harare, and then across to Mutare, Mashipanda, and then Beira. But when you have Kafue Lion's Den connected, then we have the same advantage we have on road freight as the shortest port for Zambia would automatically translate, because would be probably about 1,000 odd k's by rail from Lusaka to Beira. But not to say that the existing connectivity can't provide a solution. It's still in terms of distance, it's not too out of gauge compared to Dar es Salaam, for example, definitely shorter than Durban. The challenge at the moment, from our understanding, from the market, is that it can't compete with trucks. Trucks that are doing 1,000 k's, because Beira has this geographical advantage, the rail at the moment cannot compete with the trucking rates. And that's why we're not seeing rail from Zambia or DRC coming into coming into Mozambique or Beira specifically.
Okay. So there's still a lot of investment and development around rail in order to see you guys get a lot busier.
100%. I mean, we, with the existing infrastructure, we're continuously growing, breaking records, as we've mentioned. But definitely for the whole region, as the economies continue to grow, as we have these mineral booms that look to be sustainable into the medium to long term, definitely rail investment has to happen. And we're seeing it already. CFM has invested in the Mashibanda Line, National Railways of Zimbabwe, opening up now for open access, which we think will do a lot. And we're excited to see projects like Kafue Lions Den, you know, come to fruition. It's essential for us. Inland transport is a bottleneck or a risk factor to how much the port can handle. So any investment that happens on road or rail is something that we welcome and we encourage and we appreciate.
Fantastic. Well, thank you.